Greetings. Today I am in Bellingham. I had a blessed time with everyone's church in Mount Vernon, Washington yesterday. I'm staying close to home. Bonnie is doing well in her recovery, and I'm getting some things done around home. I have video recorded two more equipping and training courses, and I've begun to do some pre-spring work in my yard. Another season of harvest is at hand. The due seasons of our lives are not about the things that we reap for ourselves. The due seasons of God in our lives are about the love and life of God that we bring to our world. It is for this reason that our labor is a labor of love. For us to embrace this process in our lives requires us to embrace a testimony of faith and patience. This requires our hearts to be engaged in every moment of the process of our due season. Faith comes by hearing God, and we hear God in our hearts. Patience is a matter of trust, and trust resides in the heart. The process of due season is dependent upon keeping things fresh in our relationship with God. Our relationship with Him is not about a connection to Him for some work of ministry. Our relationship with Him is about staying connected to Him in the power of His love. Our relationship with Him is a daily connection with Him in our hearts. Our relationship with Him will empower us to live fully engaged in every season of our lives. We must keep our hearts for the process of the due seasons of God. King Solomon said the keeping of the heart was to make sure that it is constantly free-flowing. It is with the heart that we hear God, and it is with the heart that we love Him. It is also from our hearts that we love others. Proverbs 4:23. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. In the Old Covenant, it was required for the priest to offer incense before God. The incense was offered in the morning and at night, signifying the beginning and the end of every day. I believe that the incense was a testimony of what must come from our hearts in order to experience the full life of God in the process of every due season of our lives. That life is not merely for us, but it is a testimony of life to others. Just as the ingredients of the incense burn to release a fragrance before God, our hearts must release the fragrance of life in our love for God and others. Our relationship with Him enables our hearts to be spontaneous, tender, deep, and passionate for the process of the due seasons of our lives. The fuel of our faith and patience in this process is love. That love can only hold true by continually turning to the Lord in our hearts. When we turn to Him, we find the liberty of His Lordship in the desires of our hearts, and we experience His glory from within. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 16 through 18, "Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord." The Lordship of Jesus in our hearts is receiving God's desires as the desires of our own hearts. We are changed by His presence, and our hearts become filled with His purpose and love. The glory of God in our lives always involves another measure of life for us to be givers of life to our world. The due seasons of our lives are about harvest. Harvest gives seed for another generation and bread for the world around us. It isn't about us finding life. It is about us fulfilling the purpose of life. In this, we surely do find life, and that life is filled with love. That love is a love for Him and a love for one another in our world. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.